is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chappie. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chappie quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hillscamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hillscamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's the third of three games here today on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We are moments away from this contest between the Fort Loramie girls and Cincinnati Country Day. It is a big Division IV regional championship affair. Earlier today here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Anna girls from Shelby County upset Cincinnati Purcell Marion by a final score of 40-39 to advance to the state Final Four this coming Friday at 3 o'clock. The Fort Loramie Redskins need a win to advance to the state Final Four on Thursday. Should Fort Loramie be victorious over Cincinnati Country Day, the Redskins would play at 6 on Thursday night against the Willoughby Christian New Washington Buckeye winner. That game taking place tonight at Massillon Perry. The other regional finals taking place this evening, Portsmouth Notre Dame against Beverly Fort Fry at Pickerington, and Minster against Haviland Wayne Trace up in Elida. So one half of the bracket has got Fort Loramie Country Day, Willoughby Christian, New Washington Buckeye. Other half of the regional bracket statewide has Portsmouth Notre Dame and Beverly Fort Fry remaining, along with Minster and Haviland Wayne Trace. We began the week with a Sweet 16. It's now the Elite 8. Fort Loramie still in. Minster's still in. And in D3 has advanced. Anna Boys still in with a district championship win today. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie Boys still in with district championships last night. The Versailles Boys playing a district championship game as we speak over at Dayton North.
Right. And there's not enough of us, unfortunately. We got so many games coming up, that, and they're such great games, and we're going to have to pick and choose what we're going to do because we can't be two places at once.
Nope. Understand that Dayton Stivers upset Cincinnati Taft 77-73 at Northmont this evening. That means Anna's next opponent is on Tuesday at 8, or I should say Wednesday at 8 at the UD Arena. It will be Anna and Dayton Stivers Wednesday at 8 in a boys D3 regional semifinal. Tonight, we've got all the marbles on the line for the Southwest Region Championship in girls D4. Fort Loramie, Cincinnati Country Day. Fort Loramie put the whammy on Danville, Chuck, in the regional semifinal here on Thursday night by a final score of 84-24. After the first 30 seconds or minute, it wasn't a case of, would Danville be able to play with Fort Loramie? It was a case of, well, by how much will the deficit be?
Well, and it turned out to be 60.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it was, they couldn't get the ball down the floor. We knew when they averaged 18 turnovers a game against the competition that they played during the regular season.
Right.
They were probably in big trouble, and they turned it over 28 times in the first half against Loramie.
Head coach Carla Siegel in her 20th year at Fort Loramie has got a juggernaut, Chuck. I don't know if there's a weak spot. Occasionally the outside shooting against the zone wanders. You would expect that at the high school level. Outside shooting against good zone defenses isn't always going to be very good. In fact, on some nights, you might have to win games in ways other than shooting the basketball, which Fort Loramie is so capable of doing.
Yeah, well, they do it with their defense. Even if their offense is not playing in a great half-court situation, they get so many turnovers with their press, the full-court press, half-court trap, you name it, and their rotation is almost perfect every time.
1 week ago today, Kenzie Holscher did not have a good game at Troy in the 40-26 win by Fort Loramie over Franklin Monroe. But my goodness, did she ever rebound against Danville. 14 points first quarter, pumped in 23 on the night this past Thursday.
Yep, and probably played, I'd say, 2.5 quarters total for her 23 points. She did.
Yep.
They run so many people in and out. You look down at the other end, Country Day's got 7 girls dressed. They've played man-to-man every time we've seen them play. I wonder if they won't come out and play a little zone tonight, because they're going to get winded if they're going to try to play fast break man-to-man, run up down the floor with Loramie's 10-person rotation.
Well, in talking with head coach John Snell of Country Day, who's been there 15 years, he said, you know what, Jack, this is my best team. I was hedging when I talked to you at the district last Saturday at Troy, but I think this is my best club in a decade and a half. He said, wow, we've had a few days to think about this game tonight. He said, I've got a scheme. He said, I've got a scheme. It will be interesting with what only 7 or 8 girls dressed, what that scheme does include. Both teams like to run. Country Day does push the basketball. I can't see them going very far away from that.
Well, I think if they try to, a lot of times if you try to change what your kids do best, you're doing them a disservice.
Right.
As a coach, you want to give them their best chance to win the basketball game, and I think their best chance is to get out and run and try to beat them down the floor, break the pressure, and get as many easy shots as you can. Cam Jordan is going to have to handle the basketball a lot tonight, and she's going to be a tired young lady at the end of the game, because I can't see, unless she picks up some fouls, where she's going to come out of the game.
Yeah, I'd agree.
She may be the most talented, best all-around player on the court tonight, Cam Jordan of the Cincinnati Country Day Club. I'm anxious to find out who guards her. Will it be Kenzie Holscher? Just might. This Country Day team has got length, some good size. Del Bello, 5'9 junior, can shoot it from distance over the top of anybody. Sarah Zimmerman, 5'10 sophomore, a 30% three-point shooter.
Yeah, she's good.
And she can take it inside. Alexa Bailey, 6'1 in the middle, not a serious offensive threat, fairly good rebounder, but she is over 6 feet tall. So I'm thinking that Coach Snell will try in some way to take advantage of his length, his height, and pound the ball inside, maybe repeatedly here at the start of the game. We'll see.
Well, I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to play good man-to-man defense, try to keep them out. Del Bello, we saw her at Troy, and she was not very good offensively. She plays hard, but she wasn't very good.
Yep.
First half against Tri-Village, she wasn't very good. She made 5 threes and 4 free throws in the second half and was the difference in getting rid of Tri-Village on Thursday night.
Yeah, big difference maker tonight could be for Fort Loramie's Redskins, Dana Rose. She is due for a big bounce-back game.
She is due.
Yeah, Dana's been a little under par, you might say, the last couple contests, and she's resilient. You can bet she's not worried about her game one bit. I bet she's got a phenomenal regional final in store for us this evening.
Well, she scored 4 points in the last two games. Two each.
Right.
If that's what she gets tonight, it could be tougher for Loramie, but they got so many scorers that, you know, you turn your back, you say, I stopped Rose, and Holscher gets 23. I stopped Holscher, and Schultes gets 15 or 20.
Right.
And if you really try to block the middle, now you got Gephardt and Ratterman outside shooting threes, so they're a real, real tough team to defend.
I know it's a cliche, but Cincinnati Country Day needs a good first several minutes here to start this game against the Redskins.
Well, yeah, I mean, Danville was down, 31-10 or something like that at the end of the first quarter.
Right.
You might as well go get on the bus, so they can't afford to have a bad start tonight against Loramie.
Again, on the line is a berth in the D4 regional semifinal Thursday at 6. State championship game would be next Saturday at 2 o'clock at St. John Arena in Columbus. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors online, on the web with us here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include, of course, from Fort Loramie, three sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's, TomJerry's.com. Our anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We've got the starters and the tip in a moment. Fort Loramie Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, a moment away from the start of this D4 regional championship between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day. Chuck, one young lady for Fort Loramie we failed to mention who has helped bail the Redskins out recently, senior Marissa Myron.
That's funny because as we were playing the national anthem, I thought, we didn't talk about Marissa, and she's been terrific. You just kind of take her for granted. She doesn't do anything flashy, but boy, she rebounds, she shoots, and she plays really good defense.
Always ready and very steady. Marissa Myring, a senior, one of four for head coach Carla Siegel. The other three, Kennedy Gebhardt, who starts, Taylor Ratterman, who comes off the bench, and Macy Imwally, who also comes off the bench. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Fine underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com of all Fort Loramie games. We appreciate Tom and Jerry's. You can place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. Make an appointment right now. Go online to the company website, TomJerry's.com. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Make an appointment online or give Mike a call. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. TomJerry's.com or 937-295-3243. Starting lineups being introduced for the Country Day Indians, who are attired in the dark blue jerseys, off-white numerals, light blue and white stripes down the sides of the shorts and shirts. Sabrina Del Bello, a 5'9 junior, 16 points a game at guard, with Marley Cox, a 5'7 junior, 6 points a game. Up front, Sarah Zimmerman, 5'10 sophomore, 10 per game. Alexa Bailey, 6'1 junior at the post, 4.5 a game. And Cam Jordan in a wing, 5'8 junior, 18 points, 6 rebounds per game. Opening five for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt, 5'5", senior guard, 5.7 a game. Ava Schultes at a wing, 5'10", sophomore, 10.6 a game. Kenzie Holscher on the front line, 6-foot junior, 9.6 a contest. Dana Rose, 6-foot junior, 10.8. And Marissa Myring, about whom we just spoke, 10 points a game, 5'8", senior. Well, it's tradition, Chuck, before the regional championship and other regional games here at Vandalia Butler, that the entire rosters are announced. Cincinnati Country Day dressing only 7 tonight, an ailment, an injury. It was a lean roster to begin with, but the starters were introduced. A couple of substitutes were introduced, and it's taken the public address twice as long, of course, to announce to the crowd here at the SAC the entire Fort Loramie roster plus starters.
Yeah, well, yeah, 7, that's going to be tough for them. Loramie's going to run 10 people at them, and they're going to just keep them playing. Country Day's got some athletes, though.
Sure,
they got three young ladies that can flat out score on you.
Yep. Del Bello, Zimmerman, and Jordan all can stroke in 18, 20 points a game, no doubt about it. We're on the Country Day side, Fort Loramie section, other side of the floor here at the Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie bench down to our right. Redskins, the home team in white. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, low on the right. Myring wide open. Short shot, four-footer. Missed it badly. Didn't touch the rim. Rebound to Country Day. Zimmerman bolts down the floor. Fires wild off the top of the glass. Stick back, Bailey, no good. Fort Loramie running right to left. Gebhardt gives it up to Rose in the left corner. Long three, short. Weak side rebound, Holscher. On the arc to Gasson. Back to Kenzie.
positions in the lane, goes to Gasson 20 feet away. No score, 7:29 left, opening period just started here at Vandalia Butler.
And they are playing a 2-3 zone. I haven't seen them play zone in the games we've watched them play.
Here's Rose, here's Gebhardt, long three, banged off the rim, rebound in the corner by Holscher. Redskins reset the attack in the middle, Dana Rose. She's doubled on the arc to Gasson. Jumping, shooting, 21-footer. Swish! Oh, you can tell by the roar of the Fort Laramie crowd across the way. Jordan tries to dribble through traffic. Can't do it. Lost it. Here's a 3-on-1 by Fort Laramie. Sloppy play, though. Steal by Cox. Lead out to Jordan. Jordan at the rim. Missed it short. Had a chippy. Got too far under. And Fort Laramie stares the board. In backcourt, here's Holscher. Picked up by Zimmerman at the timeline. So far, Country Day trying to run as frenetic as Fort Laramie is.
Well, that's their game. You know, they're not going to change it unless things start to slide on them.
We played 90 seconds, 3-0 Fort Laramie. Gebhardt lobs cross-court, low in the right to Rose. She's knocked to the deck, took a spill. Ball is jammed out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Redskins offense a bit rough here at the start.
They missed a couple easy baskets.
Country Day's Zimmerman already appears to be a little bit winded. Inbounds pass, Country Day, a poor one picked off by Meiring. Meiring stops outside the lane on the left. Goes to Gasson. Quickly right corner, Holscher. Kenzie below the foul stripe. Gasson, right corner, Dana Rose. Well, a few turnovers already for Country Day.
Yeah, they've turned it twice.
Foul line jumper wide open. Kenzie Holscher, bullseye. Holscher hits, 5-0 Fort Laramie. Timeout Country Day, 2 minutes gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Tell you what, Chuck, the Fort Laramie crowd circles, goes all the way around the activity center, upper deck across the way, lower deck, mezzanine both ends,
yep.
And up behind us to our right is the Fort Laramie student cheering section.
Country Day's got about a quarter of this side, and Laramie's got the rest.
Redskin crowd dwarfs the Country Day crowd about 8-1 in volume. Here's Country Day down 5-0 with the ball in the right corner. Steps called on Marley Cox. She began to go right, cut back to the left, picked up her pivot foot. 5:47 left, first quarter. Fort Laramie 5, Country Day 0. Zimmerman backcourt, dribbles up the right side, pulls up 20 feet away, goes to Gasson. Left corner, Meiring. Straight away, Gasson. Out there on the point. Defending is Jordan for Country Day. She overplays, tries to get the steal. Weak side, it's Ratterman. Open, good ball rotation. Oh, she curled around the rim. A 23-footer. Rebound down to Country Day. Pass to midcourt. The ball rolls up the arm of Coxon out of bounds.
I would assume we're going to see the sophomore Mormon here pretty quickly. She had a pretty nice game against Tri-Village.
Yes, Jada Mormon did. Here comes Fort Laramie to midcourt. It's Schultes. Long throw to Meiring in the right corner. Meiring to Holscher. Straight away it's Gasson diving into the lane. Goes to Ratterman left flank. Three ball popped off the back rim. Strong rebound. Schultes in the lane. Holscher jumping, shooting. A triple! A triple! Kenzie Holscher is on fire. Two outstanding games in a row for her. Coming off a 23-pointer against Danville in the regional semi. 7-0 Fort Laramie. Here's Cam Jordan, 30 feet away for Country Day, to Zimmerman. She squirms down the lane to the rim. Shovel shot. Hits the iron. Kicks off. Foul against Fort Laramie. Couple of free throws. Zimmerman for Country Day.
She's a good free throw shooter.
Very good.
Amy Schultes says first.
Lanky performer. Excellent length, 5'10 sophomore. Bounces the ball once, twice, six.
And Country Day's on the board at 7-1.
They took a point off.
Maybe it was a two.
They must have called Holscher's a two and not a three.
Kenzie Holscher's last field goal was a long one. Apparently a toe was on the stripe. Second shot by Zimmerman of Country Day. Swish. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins in backcourt. Dana Rose, middle of the floor. Near side it goes to Corinne Heitkamp. Angle pass up the floor to Rose. Swings it near side to Ratterman. 25 feet away. Heitkamp between the circles. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Ratterman. Looking for Holscher in the post. Ratterman drives, top of the circle. Del Bello got a mid on the ball, knocked it free. It's loose. It's a jump. Alternate arrow. It goes
to... called a foul.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they called Mormon. She jumped on her back to tie her up. That was a correct call.
Head coach John Snell of Country Day can't believe it.
Well, you're not allowed to climb on the player and try to tie him up from behind.
4:08 to go, first quarter. Heitkamp inbounds. She's got it. Midcourt. Dribbles up the left side against Mormon. Top of the circle. Rose. Collision. Jordan all over her back. 4:04 to go. First quarter. 7-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins inbounding near side.
That's Jordan's play. And, I mean, she was probably about a half a person away from making the steal there.
Fort Loramie with five young ladies averaging between 8.4 and 10.8 per game. Dana Rose had been over 11. She slipped below that mark. Points per game for Marissa Meiring, Ava Shouldis. Pretty steady right around 10. Here's a corner jump shot by Meiring. Open look, nobody around. Hit the rim, backboard came off. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Country Day ball in backcourt at Zimmerman. Full court pressure on. Up the near side, it goes to Jordan. Cam Jordan through the top of the circle. Loops into the left corner. Picked off by Meiring. One on two. She's got in a trailer. It's Rose down the lane. Back to Marissa. Baseline left. Up under and in. Good hard work by Marissa Meiring.
Strong, strong move to the basket by Meiring.
Yes, sir. Long pass midcourt Country Day. Knocked away Fort Loramie. Loose, it rolls down the floor. Picked up on the play by Jordan, who gets the gimme.
Mormon.
By mistake, it was 21, not 24. Mormon on the two-pointer. 9-4 Redskins. 3:20 left in the opening period. Ratterman midcourt for Fort Loramie. Gives it up to Corinne Heitkamp. Down the right side to Holscher. Deep right corner, Meiring. Looks for a cutter. Holscher, here's Heitkamp. Near side with the ball, Ratterman. DeBello on her. Working down the right side of the lane goes Heitkamp. Hand off behind her to Meiring. Looks for Dana Rose in the post. Poor pass picked off by Zimmerman of Country Day. High left-hand dribble down the floor. Veers off into the corner. Out back it goes to Mormon. Now between the rings, it's DelBello trying to get free. Dana Rose tracks her. Ratterman's on her too. Ball thrown high right for Bailey. Popped up in the air by Fort Loramie. Goes out of bounds. 9-4 Fort Loramie. 2:37 left of the first quarter. Four Redskins sit down. Jaden Putoff, 5'10 junior, is in. Caitlin Gasson back on the floor, along with Kennedy Gebhardt. Ball being inbounded below the rim by Jordan on top to Cox. She's got it 30 feet out. 2.5 to go, first quarter. Cox on a weave to Zimmerman. Down the lane against Rose. Spin move. Dribble right into trouble. Stolen by Putoff. Taken back by Mormon. Scramble for it. Who's got it? Batted by Fort Loramie out of bounds to Country Day. 2:22 left, first quarter. Fort Loramie 9, Country Day 4. Redskins had jumped out to a 7-0 lead. And the game has stabilized for the last 2 to 3 minutes for Country Day, which has the ball forecourt to our right. Here's Bailey, here's Mormon. Oh, she hoists up a long three, strong, far rim, into the hands of Putoff. Very poor pass down the floor, into the hands of Zimmerman, who stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, you want to run, but you got to make sure the pass is there. That should have been intercepted.
Right. Just over two to go, first period, 9-4, Fort Loramie. Putoff sends it into backcourt to Gasson for the Redskins. Up the floor against Jordan. Gebhardt between the circles. High left to Putoff. Bounce pass to Gaston, foul stripe. At the foul line extended left spot is Holscher, who juggled the ball, went to one knee, and she's called for a walk. Looks to be some kind of a matchup zone defense by Country Day.
Well, they're matching up on the ball for sure.
A minute 50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Fort Loramie 9, Country Day 4. Coming down the floor, the Indians, it's Jordan. Jordan goes hard, top of the circle. Tries to split a couple of defenders, lost the ball. Gaston tapped her on the arm. It's Common. Country Day ball out of bounds, baseline left of the basket. Dana Rose out, Jaden Putoff out. Marissa Myring, Colleen Brandewee in for Fort Loramie. Below the rim, Jordan inbounds left corner, Del Bello. She has not gotten a shot yet, right, Chuck?
No, she hadn't taken a shot.
She veers off into the top of the circle, hands it off to Mormon. Now to Cox, 25-footer way up in the air. Oh, it's stuck. It's stuck between the left rim, flange, and glass. And you look at the arrow, Country Day keeps it. It'll be Indians basketball when the ball is retrieved. And here comes somebody out of the stands, maybe, to go knock it free.
Well, we got a 6'9 official out there. I'm not sure why he can't get it.
And Jordan Shoemaker, Vandalia Butler, athletic director, provides the referee with another ball, and he whiffs. He throws it up there. His leather doesn't strike the leather that stuck. A Country Day player picks up the referee's ball and frees the basketball.
Jordan made the play.
Yes. Country Day player frees the ball that was stuck. Indians inbounded. High, low action down inside. Pinballed around. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Gaston to Myring. Myring bolts the other way. Driving layup with the left hand. Well done by Marissa. 11-4 Fort Loramie. Marissa Myring playing exceedingly well here in the tournament. Quickly up the floor. It is Mormon. Mormon being hounded. Double dribble. Turnover. Country Day. Pressure by Fort Loramie causing it. Head coach John Snell of Country Day saying that a Redskin defender tipped the ball before the double dribble occurred.
I can't say that I saw the double dribble.
Nope, I didn't either. Fort Loramie will take the break. Here's Holscher between the circles. Down the left side to Brandewee. Brandewee ball high overhead. Now Holscher, now Gaston. Right corner, Gebhardt sets up for the three. Pops it in. Kennedy Gebhardt, 22-footer, 14-4, Fort Loramie over Country Day. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Midcourt with the ball, it's Jordan for Country Day. She looks over the Fort Loramie defense. Cam Jordan fakes right, goes left, bears down in the lane, gives the ball up though to Cox. Cross court, it goes to Del Bello. Left wing Cox, high archer, three-pointer, strong. Weak side rebound, Myring of Fort Loramie. He's got it in backcourt, being harassed. Gives it off on the play to Holscher. Collision, foul, Bailey of Country Day. 20 seconds left here in the opening period. 14-4, Fort Loramie.
I like Daisy McLean. She's a sophomore, and no matter what happens, she's got a smile on her face.
She's a big young lady. Every bit of what, 6'2", 6'3", Chuck?
They got her a 6'2".
She's a post player off the bench for Country Day, and she's sizable, takes up a lot of space. Fort Loramie inbounds, 16 seconds left, first quarter. Quickly up the floor, baseline right. Open player, jumping, shooting, hitting is Schultes. 12-footer by Ava, 7 seconds to go. Long throw down the floor, Country Day, 3 seconds remaining. Ball poked away by Fort Loramie in midcourt, and the first quarter closes. Redskins 16, Country Day 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Good first quarter for Fort Loramie. Started the period well and closed it out, Chuck, well, in good fashion.
Five young ladies scored for them. I mean, that is when they're at their best, when they got everybody scoring. They brought Castrucci out, and she's dressed with number 14 now, so they have an extra sub.
Rowan Castrucci, a 6-foot junior for Cincinnati Country Day, is available. She was not in the district. Here is Fort Loramie starting play, second quarter. Hosher has the ball kicked. Redskins will throw it back in. 11 seconds gone, period number two. We'd like to thank M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Here is Fort Loramie trying to inbound. Quick 5-second call. Redskins can't get the ball on the court in time. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Kepi. That's Jeff Gebhardt, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Steal by Fort Loramie down to her right, and Marissa Meyering bolted the other way. She was shackled as she got 10 feet from the basket. Foul called against Country Day. 30 seconds gone, second quarter, 16-4, Fort Loramie. Gaston inbounds, airmails it out back. Leaping catch by Ratterman, no. Knocked away by Mormon. Down the floor for Country Day, drive, shoots, misses. Loose ball, knocked to the corner. Who's got it? Off a blue shirt, out of bounds to the Skins.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jordan sprawled out for that one. What an effort.
7:22 left in the second quarter. 16-4, Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball batted, inbounds pass to Zorman, or I should say by Zimmerman. Good play, fed it to Mormon, and she's clobbered from behind. Ball went out of bounds. Foul on Fort Loramie, or just out of bounds to
out of bounds.
The Indians.
They need to come to the basketball. Holster stood there and waited for the pass. They're coming from behind. They're too quick for you to stand there and wait for the ball.
Sure are.
And Kenzie just came out. I think she's having that discussed with her.
7:18 to go, second quarter. Country Day inbounds. Low on the left to Zimmerman. Tries to get a work, and Dana Rose can't do it. Ball thrown out back to Del Bello. Still don't think she's gotten a shot.
She has not shot it yet.
She riddled Tri-Village on Thursday. 25 feet away, it is Mormon. Mormon loops it toward the left corner. Rose picks it off for Fort Loramie. Dana in backcourt. Hand off to Corinne Heitkamp, who signals out of play. 16-4 Redskins. A little over a minute gone, second quarter. Throw to Shoulders down the right side, all the way to the rim. Running one-hander, a beauty. The lead for Fort Loramie swells to 18-4.
Wow, that was a really good shot by Shoulders.
Motoring hard, moving fast toward the basket. Arched it in on the go. Well done by Ava. Highly athletic play. 10 players in backcourt. Defense applied by Fort Loramie. Ball looped ahead to Zimmerman. Zimmerman, middle of the floor. Jordan down the lane. Hand off to a teammate, Alexa Bailey. Baseline right on the arc to Zimmerman. Country Day sets the attack. Little pick and roll with Bailey. 7-footer strong. Scramble for the rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 6:24 to go, second quarter. Come on, bro. Redskins 8, Country Day 4. Country Day's offense has had the whammy put on it by Fort Loramie's D. Jordan inbounding, lobbing on the arc, deflected by Meyering. Look at her go after it in backcourt. She gobbles it up to the rim and scores! It's Marissa Meyering's tournament so far.
Wow, that was a great hustle play right there.
Timeout, Country Day. Marissa Meyering all smiles. High five from her teammates. The senior playing her very best basketball of her career. Redskins lead it 20-4. 6:13 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Crookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, Chuck, you were just saying Fort Loramie's like a band of Redskins. A band of Redskins, too many of them. You can't stop every single thing they do.
Yeah, they do everything so well. Yep. That it's just that, you know, you look like you're trying to do the right thing, and I know that their coach had a scheme, and I think he probably had a good scheme, but they're just too good. There's too many of them.
Too many Redskins. And boy, they had a powwow before the game. They are charged up. 20-4, Fort Loramie leads. 6:13 to go here in the second quarter. Zimmerman inbounding in backcourt. Gets it to DelBello. She was a star against Tri-Village, was DelBello. She can't even get a peek at the basket in this game. No points. Here is Jordan driving hard to the rim after the inbounds pass. Broke contain before Loramie. Missed the shot. Cutting toward the cup. Rebound Fort Loramie. And in the Redskins' haste to get down the floor, Schultes walks at midcourt.
Yep, you got a jump stop there. You can't try to stop on the dime because your momentum is going to take you forward. Now, DelBello did not score in the first half on Thursday night. Right. She had 19 in the second half, so you can't count her out yet.
Nope, she got a wake-up call, final two quarters, and led Country Day to that victory over Tri-Village. Down 9 at the half was Country Day, and they exploded to win by 9, outscoring the Patriots by 18 points over the final two quarters.
Well, I take credit for it because I said something bad about her offense, and then she went crazy.
Here's a long three-pointer by DelBello. Just as we talk about her, she flips one from deep. It's skinned off the rim. Rebound Dana Rose of Fort Loramie, which leads 20-4, 5:31 to go in the second quarter. Popping out to catch is Meyering, 20 feet away. Down the left side to Gebhardt. To Corinne Heitkamp, head of the key, back to Kennedy. They play pitch and catch on the arc. Oh, look at Gebhardt go to work. Drives around Zimmerman, who blocked it from behind. Zimmerman's got it. Lead out DelBello against Meyering. Hooks it up on the run. 2 points. DelBello getting into the act. 20-6, Fort Loramie. 5 minutes left, second quarter. Schultes midcourt. Left side to Dana Rose. Little shot fake. Whoops, she picked up the pivot foot.
Little bunny. She kind of had a little jump when she took off.
Little bunny hop. It was called. 4:57 to go till halftime. Redskins up with 14. Here comes Colleen Brandewee on the floor for Ava Schultes for Fort Loramie. Country Day will bring it down the floor, trailing by 14 points. Cam Jordan in backcourt receives the ball. Loops it up ahead to Zimmerman. Nice catch running down the right side into the paint area. Lost up a one-hander, zipping toward the rim. No good, off the heel. Rebound to Rose, to Schultes, to Gasson. Middle of the floor, it is Holscher, long one, three-pointer. Ooh, on the rim came off. Great rebound by Rose, no. And that board is lost by Fort Loramie out of bounds to Country Day.
I don't know, Zimmerman had to have touched that, trying to save it in bounds, and she would have been the last one to touch it.
I'm not sure about that last call, not sure at all. 4:31 to go, second quarter. 20-6, Fort Loramie. Zimmerman, guarded by Holscher, 30 feet away. Outside the arc on the left, DelBello. 30-footer, bullseye! Sabrina DelBello. She can make it from anywhere. 20-9, Fort Loramie leads by 11. Into the forecourt, Redskins. Ball stolen. Intercepted Cam Jordan. Taken right back by Gasson. Gasson took it away. Lobs to Holscher. There she goes, motoring down the floor. Way too hard. Oh, what a play. Colleen Brandewee. Kick back is good.
Wow.
Good follow that time.
Yes, indeed. The guard, Colleen Brandewey, came out of nowhere and put it through. 22-9, Fort Loramie. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Here's Zimmerman, 25 feet away. High dribble, blocking foul, Redskins.
Boy, Dana Lowe's needs to relax. She has missed two real easy shots down there, trying to guide it in instead of shoot it.
Yep, needless to say, she's had a tight tournament. 22-9, Redskins lead, 3:42 left, second quarter. Here is Jada Moorman, side court. Brandewey with hands up, ball inbounded to Marley Cox. Cox to Zimmerman, near center court. Brandewey picks up Jordan, handoff on the play to Del Bello. Gasson traces her. Zimmerman outside the arc left wing. They look for McLean at 6'2 in the post, not open. Del Bello, baseline left. Arches up a runner. In, out, wouldn't go. Rebound Fort Loramie, foul over the back. Country Day. Tough break for Del Bello.
Yeah.
That ball was in.
That was a heck of a move. I mean, that looked like a professional play. The old teardrop over the side.
22-9, Fort Loramie. 3:19 to go, first half. We've got pressure, backcourt applied by Country Day. Ball tipped by Moorman, out of bounds to the Redskins.
Jordan got her 35 seconds of rest. She's back out there.
Coming out, Jada Moorman. Back on the floor, Cam Jordan for the Indians. Here's Gasson, 60 feet from the basket. Loops the pass down the right side to Jaden Putoff, who's out there again. That or Ratterman, Brandewey. Back to Taylor, 25 feet away on the left. Jordan overplays. She hedges. Ball given to Gasson between the circles. Left corner, Brandewey on the bounce. Back to Gasson. Baseline left, doubled, tripled. Somebody's got to be open. Hand off to Brandewey. Here's Gasson again. A floater. Hit the rim. Kicked away. Rebound touch by whom? Off of Country Day last. Fort Loramie will play it in. 2:49 to go, second quarter. 22-9 Redskins. Here comes Dana Rose back on the floor for Colleen Brandewey, who excelled.
She played well.
When she was out there, she was mighty good. Gasson pitches on the arc to Ratterman. Jaden Putoff's got it 20 feet away. Near side, Gasson hoists up a three, hits the rim. Strong rebound, Dana Rose, bodied by the Country Day player. Ball is lost out of bounds to the Indians.
Wow.
Looked like Dana took a hit.
She got undercut.
2:41 to go, second quarter, 22-9, Fort Loramie. Up the left side, Del Bello for Country Day. Oh, when she warmed up on Thursday, she was red hot. Here's Cox, 25 feet out for the Indians. Good overplay by Ratterman. Still 30 feet away now, Del Bello. High dribble, boy, she turned it over, no call. Use it to her advantage, too. Ball thrown to Zimmerman in the lane. Scurries down the paint. Runner short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Rose in backcourt. Needs help. Here's Putoff. Lobs a pass up ahead to Ratterman. 2:05 to go, second quarter. 22-9, Fort Loramie. Country Day's athleticism, Chuck.
It's in play.
Yes, and it's keeping the Loramie output down. Only 22 with 1:50 to go, second quarter. Last couple minutes, Fort Loramie's half-court game has been stifled. It's a matchup zone look right now. Jordan on Gasson, top of the key. Here's Ratterman. Outside the arc on the left is Zimmerman. The big McLean is in the middle. Dana Rose shoots a three. Hits the rim once. No good. Rebound cradled by Meiering. Back up strong. Foul. Marissa Meiering with a brilliant tournament. The senior is at the stripe for two. 1:32 to go, second quarter. Redskins 22, Country Day 9. Marissa, a superb shooter at the stripe. Alexa Bailey at the scores table for Country Day, ready to come back in, as are a couple of Redskins, now three. Free throw, Meiering, swish. Is she miss automatic at the stripe or what?
She has been.
Redskins now have on the floor Heitkamp, Ratterman, Rose, Schultes, Meiering at the free throw line. Good again, all cord. Chuck, those two free throws by Meiring look just like the two from Ella Dosik to win the game today.
Absolutely.
All court, every bit of nylon, didn't touch the rim.
8 points now for Marissa.
She's got a third of Fort Loramie's production. 24-9 Redskins. 85 seconds to go here in the half. Up the floor, Cox. Crossover dribble. Bounce pass to Jordan. She staggers into the lane. Tripped on the play by Dana Rose. And the foul is common. The fourth on the Redskins. Six on Country Day. Ball played in below the rim by Jordan of the Indians, who are down 24-9. Redskins scored the first seven. They pushed the lead out to 15. Jordan below the rim, lobs into Zimmerman in the paint. Back to the basket, works on Rose. On the arc to Cox, sets, shoots, swish! 23-footer, Marley Cox. 24-12, Fort Loramie up a dozen. 1:10 to go first half. Here's Dana Rose between the circles. It's Corinne Heitkamp. Right side pass, Taylor Ratterman. Popping out to catch Rose for a three ball. Way short. Strong rebound, Holscher. Oh, it dribbled off her foot, out of bounds. Here comes Country Day down the floor, trailing by a dozen, 24-12. Final 58 seconds, first half. Chuck, the way the game started, looked like Country Day might be out of it by intermission. Not the case. Here's DeBello in backcourt, trapped. Gives to Zimmerman, nearly double dribbled. Wow, I don't think Country Day got it over the timeline in 10. Here's DeBello, long three, 30-footer. Hit the heel, way up in the air. Dana Rose out-muscles Country Day for the board. 38 seconds left, first half. Fort Loramie ahead by 12.
Gee whiz, here's calm down.
Brandoway tried to stop on the arc. Didn't put on
the brake. Heitkamp. Took about four steps.
Yep, Corinne did not put on the brake soon enough. And she turns it over. 24-12, Fort Loramie. 34.4 to go here in the second quarter. In backcourt, DeBello, double-teamed. Head coach John Snell saying, help, help. Still in backcourt, Zimmerman to Cox. Oh, they get it across in 9 seconds. To Jordan, her pass tipped. Caught though by Bailey. On the arc, DeBello. She'll rarely miss that one. Had a clear view of a 24-footer. Rebound, though, by Jordan is good. Fort Loramie up only 10 now, 24-14. 9 seconds to go, first half. Here's Dana Rose into the post area. It's grabbed by Shoulders, knocked away by Zimmerman, and the first half finishes. Momentum Country Day. Fort Loramie still on top of 10, but the athleticism of the Indians giving Fort Loramie some problems, especially in that second period. 24-14 Fort Loramie at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Fort Loramie possesses a 24-14 lead over Country Day after two quarters of play. Fort Loramie's defense, Chuck, has been pretty good offensively. Turning it over often, outside shooting not so hot. Redskins got the advantage early. Good second quarter of Country Day. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, Loramie's got a 15-5 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive board. Both teams turned it over way too much. Loramie 10 times, Country Day 12 times. Loramie went to the free throw line twice, made them both. Country Day went to the free throw line twice, made them both. Individual scoring for the Indians. Dobello had five in that second quarter. She had five. They got three from Cox. Then they got two from Castrucci. Two from Zimmerman. Two from Zimmerman. Two from Mormon and two from Jordan. They scored 4 and 10, 14 for the half. On the other side, Loramie led by Marissa Myring with 8. Then they got 4 from Holscher, 4 from Schultes, 3 from Gephardt, 3 from Gasson, 2 from Brandewee. They scored 16 and only 8 in the second quarter, and they lead it 24-14 at the half.
Chuck, not expecting this to happen. It happened, though, to Tri-Village on Thursday night, as we were talking a moment ago. 9-point lead Patriots after two quarters.
Right.
And Tri-Village was dumped by 9 by this club, Country Day, which outscored Tri-Village by 18 in the second half. A big third quarter coming up. Fort Loramie needs to widen the gap and make sure that what happened on Thursday doesn't happen again tonight. Redskins need cushion, and I think they'll feel a little more free and easy. A couple of the young ladies a little tight for this game this evening.
Well, I think so. Dana Rose, that young lady, what she needs is to make a couple, and that will get her feeling a lot better about herself. Right now, she's really pressing when she tries to shoot it. But they're throwing passes that they've been able to complete all year.
Nope.
But the Country Day is quick, and they're jumping into the passing lanes, and they've turned the ball 10 times against that pressure defense of Country Day. They're getting a little bit of their own medicine, quite honestly.
The Country Day's got length. It's a quick team. And Marissa Myring has been steady for Fort Loramie again tonight. She's producing.
Well, you got Zimmerman with 2. You got Jordan with 2. You should have a bigger lead than that if you've held those two young ladies to 4 points total.
Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure. About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Redskins 24, Country Day 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story is told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's his full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. 24-14, Fort Loramie lead over Country Day, about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is our halftime sponsor, as well as Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Now, LaCal has been with us since our start. Couldn't have gotten started without the great support from LaCal Equipment, beginning way back in 2006-2007. LaCal promotes academic and athletic success. It highlights seniors at the half of our games here on ScoresBroadcast.com during the tournament trail. And for Fort Loramie, four rock-solid seniors. Superb on the court, superb in the classroom. Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie, Macy Imwally for Fort Loramie, and Marissa Myring for Fort Loramie. Recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Richter Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you are looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing Builders currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Anna Rockets come out, or I should say the Fort Loramie Redskins. I've got Anna on the brain after that fantastic, scintillating last-second victory over Purcell Marion this afternoon on Scores Broadcast. Now Fort Loramie turns over Country Day to start the third quarter, Chuck.
Yep, on a 5-second, they couldn't get the ball in.
A big play. Redskins don't want to see this difference creep down far below 10 at all. Fort Loramie attacking. Same five that began the game on the court now. Here's Dana Rose swerving through the lane. Fires it high off the backboard. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Country Day. Here's Cam Jordan through the lane area. Loops the pass for Bailey. Intercepted by Dana Rose. Down the right side to Gasson. Lob cross court to Holscher. Shot fake to the rim. Out back to Gebhardt. Long two-pointer. Bingo! Kennedy Gebhardt zeroes in. 26-14 Fort Loramie. 7:16 left here in the third quarter. DeBello dribbling against Gebhardt in backcourt up the floor to Zimmerman. Left corner, Cox, long three. Swish! Marley Cox generates a triple. Country Day within nine. 26-17. 6:56 to go here in the third. Gasson looks for Holscher up the left side. Token pressure to Country Day. Middle of the court to Dana Rose. Down the lane. Oh, what a dandy left-handed shot by Dana. And she's fouled. Maybe that'll get her going.
You got to hope so. That was a real nice take. Holscher hit her rolling down the lane. Went to her left hand. Nice play.
That was beautiful. Dana Rose at the stripe. 28-17 Fort Loramie. 6:48 to go, third quarter. Officials confer at the top of the circle about something. I don't know what. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Geyers, a great underwriting sponsor here on Scores. Customer pricing and financing always. Fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He is still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie, and see them online too at GeyersInc.com, GeyersInc.com.
Well, they were discussing on that five-second call if that was a possession or not. Yes, it was possession. You turned the ball over.
Sure.
I'm not sure why that wouldn't be an arrow change.
Easy conclusion. Free throw, Dana Rose. Three-point play. She converts. 29-17, Fort Loramie. Country Day had gotten it to nine. Now it's 12. 6:42 to go, third quarter. Here is Sabrina DelBello, 30 feet away to Cox. Both of them good three-point shooters. Now Zimmerman, she's been held in check, tries to dump a pass to the post, deflected. Bailey gets it in the corner. We got a reach-in foul against Fort Loramie, I think so.
Yeah, I've caught it on Holscher. Boy, I tell you what, Cox, just being honest, was terrible against Tri-Village. She's having a pretty nice game tonight.
And one of those occasions where the scouting report defies you.
Yep, I would have said, you let her shoot it all night long, and she's buried two threes.
Uh-huh. Zimmerman inbounding, lobbing toward the middle. Easy breakup by Fort Loramie. Three on two. Gasson in the middle. Right wing Gebhardt puts it on the floor. Drives. Ooh, marginal travel call on Kennedy.
Well, they're calling that, so you better watch that foot.
Sure are. Boy, a slight hesitation on the stop and go, and you'll get whistled for steps. Here's Cox at midcourt for Country Day. 6:11 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 12. Ball whipped to Jordan in the lane. Double teamed. Flips it on the arc to a teammate. Ball rolls away from Cox. Hurls a pass in the corner to Bailey. Starts to drive. Then dumps it down low on the left. No one home. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Well, you know she's not going to shoot it. She is absolutely no threat to shoot the basketball unless she's directly under the basket.
That's Bailey, of course.
Bailey, yes.
Fort Loramie with enough harassment on that offensive set by Country Day that the Indians got a little unglued. 5:58 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie's in the lead by a score of 29-17, up a dozen. Momentary delay. In backcourt, it is Holscher inbounding for Fort Loramie. Over the head, baseball pass, middle of the floor, Ratterman pulls up, foul line extended, behind her to Shoulders, who hits the 15-footer. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, it trickled through. 31-17, Fort Loramie. 5:44 to go in the third. Jordan at midcourt, coming out to catch DelBello, puts it on the floor, wants to drive, nothing there. DelBello retreats. Holscher on her, 30 feet out. She's picked up her dribble. No one home. Where's she going to go with it? Hand off to Zimmerman. Bumping foul from behind on Gasson of Fort Loramie.
Yeah. I'm not sure what she was thinking she was going to get coming straight from behind like that.
5:27 left in the third. Redskins up 14, 31-17. Inbounding the ball is Cam Jordan. Fort Loramie's done a good job on her. Ball thrown inside to Mormon. Oh, a pivot move. Hits it from 6 feet. Jada Mormon scores a bucket for Country Day. And Fort Loramie's having difficulty getting the ball inbounds. Holscher can't find anybody.
Got a timeout.
Redskins are going to get a timeout before the violation. Is that the case? If so, break Redskins will return in a moment. 5:17 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
It will be the Redskins' possession. Indians fans didn't like it. Fort Loramie got the timeout before the 5 seconds elapsed. Redskins retained the ball. Midcourt Schultes off to Holscher. Almost palmed it. Dribble drive. Holscher down the lane. Feed Schultes. Little short 14-footer. Hits it. All set up. A penetration from Holscher. Schultes looking smooth.
Yeah, she's shooting the ball really well on the jump shot.
Yep,
8 to 10 feet.
That mid-ranger is hers tonight. 33-19. Fort Loramie up 14. 4:48 to go here in the third. Del Bello on the arc. Ratterman shades her. Schultes shades her. Del Bello in the corner. Nowhere to go. Still dribbling, still dribbling. Out high to Jordan. To Mormon. Here's Del Bello. Cox 30 feet out. Boy, Fort Loramie's done a splendid job on Jordan. Lob pass far side. Too far for Del Bello. Tipped on the play by Country Day. Out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Jordan's got 2 points.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. That's the key to this game, Chuck.
Yeah.
Because if she's got 8 or 10, add those to the score.
Oh, yeah.
If Jordan's got her game, then she averages just a basket below 20. If Fort Loramie has not stuffed her tonight, then Country Day's right in the thick of this. Here's a backcourt steal. Intercepted pass by Cox. Left-handed layup is good. 33-21. Fort Loramie's Rose bothered in backcourt. No foul. Up ahead to Ratterman. Goes into the corner. Goes to Dana. Baseline. Short corner doesn't shoot. To Ratterman. Open player Heitkamp. Left wing Fort Loramie. Jump shot from deep by Putoff. Short. Rebound punched out of bounds in the corner by Fort Loramie. 4:01 to go in the third. But one more mini run, Chuck, of 6 or 8 by Fort Loramie would put a hurting on Country Day, but the Indians hang around down 12. Del Bello and Jordan can get hot in a jiffy. You never know. Double team on Del Bello near midcourt. Loops it down to Mormon. Her cross-court pass deflected by a long arm of Jaden Putoff. Rose scoops it up in backcourt. She hits the deck. Might have walked, but well after contact.
I think she was getting hammered is why she walked.
3:41 to go. Third quarter, 33-21. Fort Loramie ahead to 12.
I was getting ready to say, and she just went out of the game. I said, they need to put Ratterman on the other side of the floor. She's on the same side as Zimmerman. She can't get a shot over the top of her.
That's a good point. Down the right side for Fort Loramie goes Heitkamp. Gives it up, tries to get it back. Can't. Knocked away by Country Day. Been a bad pass by the Indians. Oh, great play by Gebhardt, who went to her keister to scrape that one off the hardwood and gave it up to Dana Rose. And here comes Fort Loramie. Long looping pass by Rose, well over the head of Putoff.
This is a very sloppy game. I'm going to give some credit to the defense, but it's a sloppy game offensively by both teams.
Yep, I think what you said earlier, Chuck, about the athleticism of Country Day is so true. Fort Loramie not used to this. Length, athletic play, quick play, some tallish players. Only 7 deep for Country Day, but they know how to play this game. It's an eclectic group, a term we used to describe Country Day the other night. Odd mix of skills, but a very good team. Zimmerman, top of the circle, left-hand bounce. Loops it down inside for Mormon. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Dropped it, lost her dribble. Gave it to Ava, middle of the floor. Left wing, Holscher. Top of the circle, it is Brandewee. Picked up out there by Cam Jordan. Straight on Gebhardt. Again, the key to this game, Cam Jordan, 2 points. That's it for Country Day. Over guarding out high as Cox ran into Gaston for Fort Loramie. Team foul situation, 2 on the Redskins, 3 on the Indians. 2:28 to go in the third. 33-21 Fort Loramie. Here is Holscher in the backcourt to Gaston. Jordan follows her. Down the right side to Gebhardt, picked up by Cox. Kennedy, 35 feet out. Back to the basket, looks for a cutter. And it's a soft pass, a weak one, picked off by Country Day. Here's Del Bello working on Holscher. Baseline right, fends off a defender. A trap double team. Ball released, baseline left to Mormon. Knocked the defender down, missed the shot. Loose ball rebound, Holscher out of there with it. Long throw down the floor, shoulders. In the lane to Gebhardt, baseline right, walked with the ball. A minute 54 to go in the third. Chuck, it seems like it's been 33-21 for an eternity.
That's because neither team can get a shot off. We've got 6 turnovers by Loramie and 8 turnovers by Country Day in the third quarter.
How many total points in this period?
7 for Country Day and 9 for Loramie.
16 total points. We played better than 6 minutes. These clubs are better offensively than this, although the defenses have taken over. Zimmerman midcourt. 12-point lead Fort Loramie. Fakes right, goes left. Here come 2 white shirts. Ball thrown down the left side to Jordan. Gave it up, got it back. Driving layup short. She was fouled. No call. Fort Loramie a break. Up ahead to Gaston. Down the right side to Brandewee. Cam Jordan has been stifled tonight.
Yeah, she got hammered on that one. There's no call.
18 points a game, and she has been held in check well. And you can bet that was a goal of head coach Carla Siegel's defense tonight. 33-21 still. Fort Loramie up 12. A minute to go, third quarter. Left side pass, Shoulders. Shoulders puts it on the floor. Oh, dragged the pivot foot first. The traveling violation has been whistled frequently in this regional. No matter what crew, it's been called. Marginal or not.
That was incredibly marginal.
With regularity, we've heard the tweets. Ball lobbed in Country Day, midcourt. Not sure that was seen very well. Ball pinballed up in the air off a white shirt, a blue shirt, then maybe a white one. Out of bounds to Country Day. Far side of the court. It goes to Bailey in the corner. Looks for the cutter, Jordan. Hand off to Zimmerman. She doesn't have many either, Chuck.
She has 2 points.
Sarah Zimmerman, Cam Jordan, 2 each. Deep 3, left corner, Cox. High arching floater, bullseye. 9-point game, 9-point game. Marley Cox has been unbelievably good from long range. Firing foul line for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Gaston. Half minute to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to the post to Holscher. Spin move, left hit short. Missed the shot over Bailey. Pass to midcourt, picked off by Gaston. Couldn't hang on, out of bounds. Ball belongs to Country Day. 24 ticks to go here in the third.
There we go, Blue.
Halftime score, Chuck, was what? After 2 periods.
24-14.
So Country Day has shaved a lead, or I should say a point, off the deficit. Even Steven, third quarter. 23 ticks to go. Zimmerman inbounds to Del Bello. Picked up by Shoulders at center circle. Del Bello motions. Fakes right, goes left. On a weave out back to Zimmerman. Oh, this Country Day team came from 9 down against Tri-Village on Thursday and won by 9. Here's Cam Jordan with 4 seconds to go. Jordan speeds down the right side. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which pries it loose as the third quarter finishes. Good deep of the Redskins on that last defensive stand. Head coach Carla Siegel pondering the situation. Good third quarter by Country Day. Redskins up 9. We start the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Chuck, this is game number 401 of Fort Loramie High School Sports. Multiple sports, different ones that we have covered since our start in 07 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, they're outstanding in most sports, so that's why we would be covering them.
Sure. And we've got 11 Fort Loramie sponsors as well, including M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 9. Cam Jordan top of the circle to Zimmerman on the arc. Sizes up a 3. It's online. A little too much mustard on it. Long carom to Del Bello. Country Day still got it. Back to Zimmerman. Right side pass to Jordan. Streaks down the lane to the rim. Layup rolling. It's in. Count the basket. Defensive foul. Fort Loramie. And Country Day's within 7. 33-26. Well, I tell you what, if Cam Jordan gets going, this is going to get very interesting. Free throw coming up, Cam Jordan, Country Day. And she's got it. Three-point play converted. 33-27. Six-point game. Fort Loramie's biggest margin, 14. 7.5 to go in the fourth. We've got Gebhardt back on the floor now for Dana Rose for Fort Loramie. So it's Schultes, Holscher, Gasson, Gebhardt, and Marissa Meiring. Here is Country Day defending tightly on the inbounds. It's sent up the left side to Gebhardt. Middle of the floor, Holscher. Holscher drives, baseline right. Spin move, awkward shot, foul. Zimmerman, couple of free throws, Fort Loramie. 7:26 left in this game.
Loramie in a little bit of trouble.
Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 6. Three-point play, Jordan. Boy, she's been held about 13 points below her per-game average. And Fort Loramie does not want to see her get hot. The foul shot, Mackenzie Holscher, circles the iron about 4 times, Chuck, and it comes out. A lid on it right now for the Skins. Second shot, Kenzie Holscher. One bounce. It's on the way. Yes. 34-27 Fort Loramie. Here's Del Bello in backcourt for Country Day. Left-hand dribble. Picked up by Schultes. 60 feet for the basket. Now at the timeline. Ball dealt to Jordan between the circles. Fort Loramie wants to pinch her out high. Don't let her get an angle toward the rim. Ball lobbed inside to Zimmerman. Poked away by Meiring. Backcourt, it goes to Holscher. She's on a mission. Darts down the floor to Gaston, left corner. Out high to Gebhardt. 6:58 to go, fourth quarter. Redskins up 7. Gebhardt thought about the 3, didn't take it. Gives it to Schultes on top. Big possession here. Meiring outside the arc of the right. Holscher straight away against Zimmerman. Hand off to Gaston, overplayed Jordan. Nearly popped it free. Holscher gets it back to Gaston. Hit center circle. Baseball pass down the right side to Holscher. Top of the circle, Gebhardt. Daisy McLean at 6'2 comes out to meet her. Ball lobbed down inside to Schultes. Ball rotated on top to Meiring. To Gebhardt. Shot fake. Driving layup against Jordan, who chopped her on the arm. Fort Loramie worked hard and long for those 2 free throws.
The way they have called the travel tonight, that could have been called when Gebhardt took off with the ball that time.
Indeed, Chuck. I was surprised I didn't hear the whistle. Kennedy replicated that move on which he's been called traveling 2 or 3 times tonight. Did it again. Wasn't whistled. Good thing for her. She got to the rim. drew the two-shot foul, up and in on the first one, 35-27 in favor of Fort Loramie. Second shot, Gebhardt got them both, canned them dead center. Three straight free throws by Fort Loramie, up nine again, 36-27. DiBello nearly walked. Deflected pass. Jordan at midcourt covers it up. Back to DiBello. Punched away by Fort Loramie. Common foul.
He's got a kick.
No, it's a kick. You're right, Chuck.
Kenzie stuck a foot out. Kicked the ball.
Team foul situation. Three on Fort Loramie. Five on Country Day.
I never thought I'd say this in a basketball game, but boy, you better know where Cox is right now.
Indeed. She throws it up in the air as high as she shoots it long. Here's Jordan on a mission. Down the lane to the rack. Good! Nice play, Cam Jordan. 5'8 guard. Gas and travel in backcourt. It was overlooked. Break for Fort Loramie. 30 feet away, it's Gebhardt. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, Caitlin slid 2 or 3 feet. Boy, it was not called. Ball thrown to Myring, foul line. McLean bumped her, no whistle. On the arc, Holscher, right down the pike into the lane. Stops, puts up a five-footer, can't get the roll. Rebound, McLean. Double team, backcourt. What a steal by Myring. It's called a jump. Fort Loramie ball. 5:29 left in the fourth. 36-29. Fort Loramie's lead, 7.
Loramie's not been in a game like this in the fourth quarter.
Nope. Gasson inbounds to Schultz. Behind the foul line, Gebhardt. Long two-pointer. Bingo! Kennedy Gebhardt.
Kennedy having a nice game.
39-29. Yep, Gebhardt's hit a variety of shots from 15 feet to the arc. 10-point lead skins. 5:08 to go in the game. Cox to Zimmerman. Loops it cross-court. DiBello. 30-footer DiBello. It's good! It's good! And she's fouled to boot. She's fouled to boot. That's the thing we saw on Thursday night. Sabrina DiBello. She's a magician from distance. 39-32. Fort Loramie's lead a scant 7. DiBello back at the stripe. Fouled in the act of making the long three-pointer. Oh, the free throw's no good, way off. She needs to shoot threes. She needs to shoot free throws on the arc. Steal, backcourt, DiBello. Driving layup, got it. Timeout, Fort Loramie. 5-point game. Redskins in trouble. 4:54 to go in the fourth. Sabrina DiBello coming on big time for Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Very interesting, Chuck, as I was making the comment that DiBello needs to shoot free throws from behind the arc after she missed that free throw while sinking a long three. She deflected the inbounds pass, picked up the loose ball, scored right away. 5 points for her in about 2.5 seconds.
Yep, well, I'll tell you, luckily she didn't make the four-point play, but she was at least 5 or 10 feet behind the arc when she made that three.
Oh, it was crazy. An insane three-pointer. Redskin crowd on its feet collectively across the way. 38-34. Fort Loramie by 4 over Country Day, which is in a real scrap with Fort Loramie. Indians have put up a great fight. Fort Loramie's got to stand tall. Need a big possession here. Down the floor, shoulders 30 feet out. Right wing, Gaston. Gaston between the rings. Checked on the play by Cox. In the lane, Dana Rose. Five-footer right in front. Way off the mark. Got the rebound to Myring. Back to Dana. Thought about shooting, didn't. Boy, Dana just can't get untracked. Here's Gebhardt straight away. Left side, it goes on the play to Holscher. Now Dana Rose, 25 feet out. 4:23 to go, fourth quarter. 5 team fouls in Country Day. Dana had a good short look seconds ago. Couldn't fit it in there. Luckily got the offensive rebound. then threw it to the arc. And on the perimeter, Fort Loramie restarted the attack, dribbling through the lane, shoulders. Now to Rose, left corner Gebhardt, back to the basket, now Myron. Marissa looks for a cutter, goes to work on Jordan, feeds it through the bottom of the key to Rose. Ball lost, Gebhardt's got it, corner of the floor, tipped by Country Day, goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie's offense is not clicking.
No.
Nervous time for the Redskins, who are up only four. 38-34. 3:52 to go, fourth quarter. Cox trails Gasson. Left side, Dana Rose. Ball high overhead. Looks for Myron between the rings, 25 feet out. Ball thrown to the post. No one home. Shoulder somehow got it. Fed it to Dana Rose. Baseline left. Turns. Shoots an eight-footer. Foul on the floor. Let's see what's been called. Dana shot it. Defender was on her shoulders. Ball almost crawled over the rim. Difficult play to convert. Dana at the stripe, two coming.
Terrible pass, and Schulte somehow saved it.
Yes. Free throw, Dana Rose, swish. That's big for Fort Loramie to hang on to the ball and retain it that long and to come away with nothing. Up only four would have hurt. Lead is five. 3:36 to go. Dana again, yes. Dana Rose, a couple of crucial shots at the stripe. 40-34, Fort Loramie. Here comes Cam Jordan. Keep an eye on her and Del Bello. Boy, they are fierce competitors. Good athletes, fine shooters. Here's Del Bello against Gebhardt. Foul line extended right. On a weave to Jada Mormon in the lane. 25 feet out, it's Jordan. Through the paint area, nearly walked. Fed it to Mormon. Shot deflected. It's loose. Myring on the run out to Gebhardt. Layup is
too hard.
Shot. She blew the gimme, the triple. Tie up on the rebound. Redskins will keep it.
That kind of sums up the offensive night for Fort Loramie right there.
That was as wide open a layup as you can get. Mormon was trailing Gebhardt by a few steps, but Kennedy just overshot it. Fortunately, a rebounding foul whistled on Country Day, sending Myring to the stripe for a big one and one. Another break skins. 3:06 to go, up six. A chance to inch it out to eight. These are big. Rose with two conversions, last possession. Myring, no, it circled out to the right. Rebound, volleyballed around. Schultes has got it for Fort Loramie. Schultes 25 feet away. Now to Rose. DeBello looks for the steal. Hooking foul, Del Bello. Back to the line, Dana. 2:56 to go. Fort Loramie up six. 40-34. Almost looked like Del Bello committed that one intentionally, but you can't imagine she did.
I think she started to see a chance to reach,
right,
and it was too late.
At first she said, I've got a steal. Oops, no I don't. Dana Rose to the strike, one and one. Key shots here. I said shots, plural. She must sink the first to get the second, and she does. Dana, money at the line right now. 41-34. Fort Loramie up seven. 2:56 to go in the fourth. Gebhardt out. Colleen Brandwee in with Corinne Eitkamp out front. Second free throw, Dana Rose. Redskins shoot him at a 74% clip. Dana Rose nails a pair. Couple of big shots at the stripe for Dana. Both of them dead center. Four in a row by her. And she has pushed the lead from 38-34 to 42-34 with 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. Bailey high post. They scissors around her. DeBello gets the ball on the arc. Long 30-foot step back. Myrie might have gotten a fingertip on it. Loose below the rim. Jordan's got it. Foul over the shoulder. I think it was Holscher of Fort Loramie. It's common. 2:33 to go in the game. Redskins up eight over the Country Day Indians, who put up a terrific fight. Baseline right, inbounding Mormon. Low on the left to Zimmerman. Shot blocked. What a play by Rose. Dana crammed it, took it away. Dana on the march, all the way to the rack. Up and good! Dana Rose, six straight points. A blocked shot. Four free throws, a run out, fast break layup, reach-in foul against Fort Loramie at the top of the key on Cam Jordan, still common. Dana Rose, Chuck, somewhat invisible most of the game in the last minute. Wow. Big plays by Dana. Block shot, run out layup at the other end. Four free throws in succession. Here's DeBello. Step back three, way short. Rebound guarded by Myring. Fort Laramie in business now. Up 10, 2:08 to go. Here's Shoulders, cross court to Rose. Rose thought about driving, thought better of it. Redskins are in the bonus. 2 minutes left. 44-34. Head of the key, Brandewee. Left side, Myring. Myring starts to drive, pulls up, nowhere to go. Brandewee 25 feet out, Matt Heitkamp. Near side, Dana Rose, time out called by head coach Carla Siegel. No. Foul against the Indians away from the action.
Yep, after she passed the ball, Cox fouled her.
It's on Cox, who sends Colleen Brandewee to the stripe. That's the piece of strategy being exhibited right here by Country Day. One and one for Colleen. A minute 48 to go. She dips the knees and connects.
Corinne Heitkamp.
I'm sorry, it's not 10, it's 20.
Yep.
Seven straight free throws by Fort Laramie. Big ones. The lead is 11, 45-34. 1:48 to go in the fourth. That ponytail down the back obscures that left digit. It was 2-0, not 1-0. Gasson back on the floor for Fort Laramie.
Nice job by Heitkamp to knock in those two free throws. Every point real important right now.
Indeed. A minute 45 to go, fourth quarter. Redskins back up a dozen. Eight straight by Fort Laramie in the last 2 minutes. And head coach John Snell of Country Day wants a timeout. Minute 39 remaining. It was 38-34 Fort Laramie. It's now 46-34 Skins on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Yep, Dana Rose stepped up her game, Chuck. Corinne Heitkamp, couple big foul shots. Dana with a gigantic block.
Yeah, great, great block.
And just as you expected, Country Day and its two-star players emerged in this second half. We knew it was a team wouldn't go away. Del Bello can be magnificent. Fort Laramie's held to Cam Jordan in check. How many points for her, Chuck?
She's got five. Zimmerman has two.
Yeah, Redskins overall, pretty good defense. But Country Day's defense is keeping Fort Laramie well under its per-game average, which has crept over 70. Here's a drive to Zimmerman in the lane. Looping one-hander wide left. Rebound no good. Taken down by Holscher. Zimmerman shaken up a little bit in backcourt. Out ahead to Gasson. Behind her to Myring. Back to Caitlin. A minute 17 to go. Redskins up 12. Here's Holscher, 25 feet out. Boy, with a little over four to go, Chuck. This was a 38-34 game. Shoulders is hemmed in, double teamed. Timeout, head coach Carla Siegel. 64 seconds left on the clock.
If you look at the faces of the Country Day team with only seven players, they are exhausted.
Have to be. Surprised that they sustained it this well, this long.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when they had it down to 4 points, I'm telling you, Laramie answered, but they were in trouble.
Redskins defense, excellent on Jordan and Zimmerman.
I said this to you at a break, and I haven't seen the other teams, obviously, in Division Four. This might be the best team that Laramie plays going forward.
Oh, no question. No doubt about it.
Yep.
The five that Country Day puts on the floor can stay with anybody for three quarters in the state in D4, that's for sure. The key, the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game. They're thin, don't have the depth. Great starting five, though. Here's Dana Rose in the right corner, double teamed, makes a pocket pass below the rim. Schultes on the finish. 48-34, Fort Laramie. Left corner, Del Bello. tries to push off Holscher, can't do it. Lobs it out back to Mormon, back to Dilbello. 30-footer deflected by Holscher. She had a mitt on the ball. Great play, McKenzie. Loose ball to Rose. Backcourt to Gaston. Back to Dana. 36 ticks to go. Into the paint area. Holscher, Schultes, cross-court, Gaston. Redskins in the double bonus. Last 28 seconds. Meyering 35 feet out. Double teamed. Fouled by Dilbello. No, it's ruled a jump. Arrow Fort Laramie. 21.6 left. Redskins up 14. 48-34. No, Arrow favors Country Day. My error. Redskins have reeled off 10 straight points in the last 3 minutes and 50 seconds to decide this game. Here's a running one-hander, a drive by Cox, wide left. Rebound Dana Rose. Tug of war for the ball. Another jump. Redskins possession. The key here, Chuck, Fort Laramie's defense. Country Day averaging 66 per game. Held to half that, 34, and blanked the last 4 minutes of this contest.
Well, people are going to look at a 14-point win and think it was Laramie, but I'll tell you what, this thing was in doubt with about 3 minutes to go.
Here's a long throw down the floor, Holscher to Meyering, left-hand layup, rimmed, rebound good, it counts at the buzzer, and Fort Laramie wins it 50-34, and the Redskins players are ecstatic. An extremely enthusiastic bunch, which is on to the state Final Four. It's like a team of sisters.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's right. But you look at this, you look at these Country Day girls. My goodness, that was as good an effort as I've seen a team put on all season.
Oh yeah, that starting five for Country Day has so much grit, fight, and determination. Extremely well played game by Country Day, which at about the 4 or 5 minute mark in the fourth quarter, Chuck, ran completely out of steam, and the Redskins scored the last dozen in this game over the final 4 minutes plus and blanked, shut out Country Day during that stretch of time. And Fort Laramie wins it the 16, 50-34. The final count on the scoreboard, not at all indicative of how competitive this game was. Redskins win the regional title, and it's off to the state Final Four with a big game next Thursday against the Willoughby Christian New Washington Buckeye winner next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the St. John Arena in Columbus. That game between Willoughby and New Washington going on right now at Massillon Perry. On the other side of the regional bracket, it's Portsmouth Notre Dame against Beverly Fort Fry right now at Pickerington. And Minster is playing Haviland Wayne Trace up in Elida. No score on that. Hope to get one. Those four are in the lower brackets of the Elite Eight. And Fort Laramie survives here in the upper bracket to go on to the state Final Four to play New Washington Buckeye or Willoughby Christian, which lost to Minster last year in the state semifinals, by the way. Fort Laramie's next game, Thursday at 6. Redskins salute their fans across the way. It's now picture time for the Fort Laramie group. Redskins finally beat down Country Day, the 16, 50-34, but it was not easy.
I'll tell you what, Country Day can hold their heads high. You know, you say all these cliches of the team that loses in a situation like that, but they had 7 girls. They were outmanned the entire game, and they were down 4 points with 3 minutes to go in the game.
Yep. Dana Rose came up big, had a poor game for 3 quarters plus, but I tell you what, Chuck, she got it right at the right time. She
scored was 9 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, spot on in the final 8 minutes, and to turn the tide there at about the 4 minute mark, she sinks 4 straight free throws calmly, ice water in her veins. A big block steal, run out basket the other way, and Fort Laramie did not look back from that point on.
Tell you, the other girl that had a real nice game was Kennedy Gephardt.
Sure did.
She ended up with 9, and she had a big third quarter.
Some nice mid-range jumpers. They were all hers tonight. She was dead on. She canned one after another. Not her typical threes. She was inside the arc a step or two. She made them. So Fort Laramie knocks out Country Day. Was not easy. Country Day, a giant killer, beat Tri-Village, beat Mechanicsburg. Redskins cut down the nets. Chuck, should we try and get head coach Carlos Siegel for a minute or two? Let's do it.
You can give that a shot if you want to. I'll do the Clancy's and take a break.
Righto. Thanks so much.
Let's see. For Loramie, they out-rebounded them 27-10, 8-4 on the offensive boards. Loramie uncharacteristically turned the ball over 18 times, but Country Day turned it over 24 times. 11 of 14 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Country Day only went there four times, made three. Individual scoring, Country Day, they had 11 out of Marley Cox, and they had 10 out of Sabrina Del Bello. They got 7 out of Jordan and 4 out of Mormon, 2 out of Zimmerman, the young lady who's had a ton of baskets during the tournament. Really had a struggle tonight offensively. She couldn't get very many good looks. On the other side for Fort Loramie, they were led by Ava Schultes with 10, Marissa Myring with 10, 9 from Gephardt, 9 from Rose. They got 5 from Holscher, 3 from Caitlin Gasson, 2 from Brandewey, 2 from Corinne Heitkamp, a couple of big free throws in the fourth quarter. Are in my Clancy's players of the game for Fort Loramie. They got, I'm going to have to go with 3, Marissa Myring and Ava Schultes and Kennedy Gephardt are the Clancy's players of the game.
And brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Fort Loramie girls head coach Carla Siegel. Hey, it's off to the state Final Four next Thursday afternoon. Way to go, Skins.
We're excited. I'm so happy for my seniors. You know, they've worked so hard, 4 years of dedication and commitment, and I'm so proud of them for making this dream happen.
Hey, Marissa Myring is senior. Kennedy Gebhardt is senior. Oh, they performed well today for you for sure.
They sure did. They did. I mean, it was a total team effort. I can't say enough about the girls off the bench that did their job. Yep. You know, Dana Rose struggled offensively, but my goodness, her rebounds, her deflections, her steals, absolutely phenomenal.
Great fourth quarter for Dana. She pumped up her game at the right time.
She sure did. That's our Dana Rose, you know.
And two crucial free throws by Corinne Heitkamp in that fourth period.
Exactly. Corinne is a great free throw shooter. She just doesn't get to the line very much, but when she got to the line, I knew they were in, so I'm proud of her, too.
Kennedy Gebhardt spotted up just inside the arc. She had a very fine game. Her jumper was right on the money.
Yes, that's confidence, and that's just lots of shooting in the gym, you know, and she knew it was going to go in, so that was great.
You held Country Day scoreless the last 4 minutes, Carla.
Did we?
Yeah, your defense. It was 38-34 with four to go. You outscore them 12-0 down the stretch. The defense was the key today.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. I have something to say in the locker room then. That's good. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Carla Siegel, head coach, Fort Loramie Redskins, whose club is off to the state Final Four after a big win here tonight over Country Day. 16-point triumph by Fort Loramie.
Well, you're right. I mean, they scored it was 38-34, and they scored the last 12 points. And it came down to what we talked about. Country Day ran out of steam. They didn't have enough players. They didn't have enough players to handle the pressure that Fort Loramie put on them the entire evening.
And key Redskins performers over the course of their careers here at Fort Loramie stepped stepped up when they had to step forward.
Well, everybody, I mean, Colleen Brandewey had a great rebound and put back in the first half.
Yep.
I mean, she's only a sophomore, but Gephardt and Heitkamp and Schultes and Holscher and Rose and Myring, I mean, you can go right down the line. Those young ladies had outstanding games. And even Gasson. Gasson handled it. She didn't score a lot,
right?
But she handled the basketball against one of the best, probably the best defender that we've seen in Cam Jordan.
Right. In the scorebook on the Country Day side, that's where Fort Loramie's defense shows up. Two or three performers for the Indians held well below their per-game average. Well, this club averaged 66 coming in,
yeah,
and it was stopped at 34, half of their per-game output.
Well, Jordan had seven. Zimmerman, who we've been impressed with every time we've seen her, only had two. And Marley Cox, who has not really done anything, yeah, had 11 points. She led them tonight. And Dobello, she ended up with 10, but she hit a couple of threes. Not the same game as she had the other night against Tri-Village.
No, no. Chuck, with a little luck, maybe we can catch up with a player. Has everybody cut down the net?
I think they're done with the net.
Let's see if we can catch up with a player. We've got several sponsors we can continue to hear from. Let's see if we can catch a performer. A number of Redskins excelled, especially late in this game. We'll take a break and return. Fort Loramie 50 and Country Day 34. Final score, Fort Loramie off to the state semifinal Thursday at 6 at the St. John Arena. Not the shot, St. John Arena next Thursday at 6 against Willoughby Christian or New Washington Buckeye. Back in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
And welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee and Dana Rose of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Wow, Dana, four crucial free throws in a row. Great block and then a run out layup at the other end. That sparked the Redskins in the fourth quarter on the way to the 16-point win. Talk about Country Day, solid opponent. Perhaps the very best team you played against all year.
Yeah, we knew we were going to have to step it up on defense because they obviously have some good three-point shooters and their drive is there too.
Yep.
So we knew we were going to have to help each other out, and our offense obviously drives our defense. That's what we praise every day.
But you know what? You thwarted very well both Zimmerman and Jordan. They weren't productive offensively. Your defense excelled. They averaged 66 a game, only scored 34. The Fort Loramie defense did its job.
Yeah, we knew they were always going to fight back, as they did with Tri-Village, so we knew at the halftime we had to come out and start off like we did in the first quarter and regain our lead back. And I think we stayed calm and did our job.
Hey, foul shooting, marvelous. Do you shoot them every single day? Because there are a lot of teams, a lot of boys teams, I know, that don't shoot them very well. You could make a lot of money being a free throw shooting instructor.
Yeah, Coach Siegel has us shoot free throws about 1 to 2 times every day in practice, 10 each time. So we're always practicing those so we can put them in big times.
Hey, talk about the togetherness on this team. I've remarked 2 or 3 times, it looks like a girls' basketball team of sisters all in the same family.
Yeah, none of us have hard feelings for each other. We're all friends, so we always hang out together, and we always play hard together.
Hey, what's your favorite play on offense? What do you like to do most? Is it rebound, catch it in the paint, shoot the three, the short corner baseline J? What's your most favorite offensive play?
I like to peek and go on the baseline, and then if that's not there, find my other teammates so they can put it in.
You are very selfless, unselfish player, good assist maker, fine all-around performer. Okay, got to ask you, on game day, how do you get ready? How do you prepare for a big regional championship game like today? Is there a special diet? Is it scrambled eggs and toast? Is it peanut butter and jelly?
Well, today we had a team meal in the morning, and we all ate together, and then we went home and did our own thing and got a good meal in before we left for the bus.
Okay.
And we just had good protein the entire time.
Good protein to get ready for country day. And I'm sure it'll be good protein to get ready for the state semifinals next Thursday afternoon at St. John Arena. Dana, tremendous effort. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, talking with Dana Rose after the Redskins win here today at Vandalia, 50-34 over Cincinnati Country Day. What's the next step? What do you need to do? What have you got to work on as a team to get ready for the state Final Four? It's a polished club, very few flaws, but what's next in practice, do you think?
We definitely need to focus every day and work hard and challenge each other as we have been so we can be prepared for the next teams.
Hey, how about the group of 4 seniors on this team? Amazing leadership, right?
Yep, they always work hard. They're always pushing us to get better, and we're pushing them back the entire time.
Dana, thanks so much. You said it with a big smile. I know you're so pleased with the win, happy for your teammates, and on to the state Final Four. Great job.
Thank you.
Dana Rose, Fort Loramie Redskins. Final Four in Columbus at St. John Arena next Thursday afternoon. And I tell you what, Chuck, I am so amazed. Shouldn't say amazed. After winning such a big game and coming online with us to talk, I thought there might be, you know, a few nerves showing. But I tell you what, she talked with us like she shot the free throws.
Oh, I don't.
Nerves of steel.
None of them really show a lot of nerves.
I mean,
and if they make a mistake, they go back and play again.
Right.
You know, that's what you like to see.
And as she said there at the end, we love the seniors. They push us. We push back. They drive us each and every day in practice.
Yep.
And Carla Siegel has talked about the seniors being so important on this team. Sometimes you might take them for granted, but on this girls' basketball team, they've been critical, outstanding leaders.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And I'm telling you what, I think I'm looking at about the 500th photo op taking place out there at midcourt.
Yeah, they got their T-shirts.
Well, Redskins have earned state titles under head coach Carla Siegel in 2013, 2015, and they vie for one next week here in year 2020. Final observations, Chuck. Great game, fine win. Fort Loramie was super down the stretch.
Well, they scored the last 12 points of the game after only being up 4, and that just shows you. I mean, they wore them down. They didn't panic when it got down to 4. They just kept playing.
Again, recapping today, Anna Girls victorious over Purcell Marion, 40-39. Two free throws with under 2 seconds to go by Ella Dosick of Anna to pull the game out of the fire. Anna advancing on to a state Final Four berth. That game is next Friday. Anna plays at 3 p.m. next Friday against tonight's Afrocentric Ottawa Glandorf winner. And Fort Loramie plays next Thursday at 6 against the Willoughby Christian New Washington Buckeye winner in Girls Division 4. Anna Boys, victorious. Great game today. Highly entertaining.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, 69-54 right here at Vandalia Butler over National Trail.
And National Trail was better than I thought they were going to be. They had two outstanding basketball players.
And we understand that Cincinnati Taft was beaten by Dayton Stivers. I thought that might be a toss-up.
I don't think that's a big shock. We saw Stivers last year. They're pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Anna beat them. Anna was on its game that night. Stivers was not. Stivers will seek revenge. It's a regional semifinal in Boys Division III on Wednesday at 8. Second game of two at UD Arena. And against Dayton Stivers. And we've got two big games coming up this Tuesday, Chuck, from the UD Arena in Boys Division IV regional semifinal play. Fort Loramie Wellington School, first game 6:15. Jackson Center, Cincinnati Christian, second game Tuesday at 8. How did Minster do? Do we know?
I didn't hear Minster. I know Versailles boys got beat. They got lost by 10.
I thought they might. I kept telling people. I've gotten scouting reports from folks in Cincinnati who follow basketball down there extremely well. And I in my book, Versailles was a slight underdog in that game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a shock.
No, not a shock at all. Still waiting on a Minster score tonight against Haviland Wayne Trace. Guys, you got a score on Minster? Did you hear from Minster tonight?
Did you guys hear anything about Minster?
No score on Minster. Ron Mooney is our scores, broadcast.com chief engineer. Jeff Bray, so helpful first weekend of the sectionals, as were Mike Wick. Big assistance from Mike. And in addition, Matt Zerker, big assistance from him too. Mike and Matt are so extremely supportive. They helped us along with Jeff Bray. As Chuck was getting out from under the weather, I was trying to shirk off the flu, and that gave us the momentum, impetus we need to come back strong and healthy for the stretch run. Chuck, a final score?
Minster 65 to 30.
Wow. Minster clobbered Haviland Wayne Trace.
Wow.
After Wayne Trace had belted Kaleida the night before. So we could be headed for a Fort Loramie Minster state championship. Chuck, that gives us a second game to cover at the state final four. We'll have two games to cover at the girls state final four next week. Fort Loramie plays at 6 next Thursday. Minster plays at 8 following.
Yeah, good. So, we're going to be there. Let's do some basketball.
I've been looking into the crystal ball the last two or three weeks. I told folks a month and a half ago, Minster, Fort Loramie, state finals.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that's a real shocking prediction.
No.
You got the two-time defending champs with a great coach. You got the best talented basketball team with a great coach. Not shocking if they end up there.
And Fort Loramie's opponent Thursday at 6 will be Willoughby Christian or New Washington Buckeye. It was Willoughby Christian, which played Minster in the state semis last year and was stumped by Minster. So, again, thanks to Jeff. Thanks to Mike and Matt. And Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee on Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks, Chuck. Good night. Final time from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Earlier today at noon, Anna Boys victorious district title game, 69-54 over National Trail. Anna Girls upset win over Purcell Marion, 40-39 in a regional championship game at Springfield. That contest took place at 3, and here tonight at Fort Loramie Downs, Cincinnati Country Day, 50-34. Counting Minster, Versailles now out, counting Minster and the five Shelby County programs, Chuck, three boys, two girls, we've got 6 schools still in as we progress into week number 2 in the month of March.
Yep, well, that's terrific. This is the best time of year. There's nothing better than March basketball.
Never had this much activity on scoresbroadcast.com this late in the season. Wow, so many teams still in. And you and I got healthy at just the right time.
Perfect.
The more I talk, the stronger I'm getting. I shook off the flu. You shook off your bug. We're better than ever before. Ready for the stretch run next week. Who knows? It might go beyond next week.
Yep.
Could very well. All depends on our boys' clubs. A lot of fun. Hate to leave it behind. Three triumphant victories today for Shelby County League Schools, and a boys this afternoon, and a girls this afternoon, and the Fort Loramie girls tonight. Hats off to Cincinnati Country Day. Talented team, a lot of grit and determination. Seven-person roster, gave it all they had. Fort Loramie just had more players, more bodies, more team speed, and in the end, better defense, holding Country Day to 34. Redskins win it by 16. For all the Klan at scoresbroadcast.com, including John Hemp, he'll give you his best shot. John Hemp imagery, easy for me to say this late in the day. Thanks so much to John, who's helping us right now take down our scoresbroadcast.com banners. Again, those anchor sponsors, Sydney Daily News, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, U.S. Bank, Local Equipment, Barker Insurance. Barker, a longtime sponsor, listens to so many Ann and Fort Loramie games. Thank you, Barker Insurance, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's call it a night.
Yep.
Redskins by 16. We've got to be worn out. Oh, we've covered... I counted 18, 19 games in the last 11 days.
Feels like it.
That's a record. End of February, 1st of March, we've never covered that many in this 11-day stretch. End of February, 1st of March, I think it's a total of 19 games in all. Incredible. And our teams keep winning. I thought in the tournament, eventually you got knocked out. It's not happening.
Yeah, or you get the great big trophy at the end.
There you go. For Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Thanks so much to John Hemp. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He will give you his best shot always. Redskins win up by 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.